people, it is the amount of money that they make. For some people, it is the number of different toys that they have. So everybody comes to a place where they say, this is what I have as a status symbol in my life that I signify to everybody, I have arrived. And you know what? Every one of those, while they may be okay, they are not God's best. Here is the greatest status symbol there is. I am a child of the Most High God. I am loved by Him. He has He daily loads me down with His benefits. He walks with me through life. He has given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has saved my soul. He's written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to spend eternity with Him. And you know what? There's nothing on this earth that is worth me sacrificing that relationship with Him so I can have another thing. Everything about marketing is designed to create a dissatisfaction in your life with the things that you have already, so that you will go out and spend money that you don't have, purchasing something that you don't need, so that somebody will make you feel better about yourself because they will say, "Lil, look at what they've got." Several years ago, there was a television commercial about a guy, and I couldn't even tell you what the product was. I couldn't. But this is a guy, and he says, "I've got the job. I have got a very nice car. I have got a wonderful house. I've got this membership at the golf club. I have got all of the latest toys, and I can't afford any of this. Would someone please help me?" You know, that was him riding on the mower, and there he was, having probably more than he should, you know, really need in his life, and he's actually crying out for help because he's trying to keep up with the Joneses. Instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses, let's try to keep up with Jesus. Let's try to keep up with His Word. Let's say, you know what? I don't want to have anything in my lifestyle that the Holy Spirit says, you know what? That doesn't look like something that a saint of God would have going on in their life. And if you find that thing, if the Holy Spirit mentions this, you know, what happened back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and probably before that was holiness was defined as the length of your hair, what you did or didn't have on your body, how long the clothing that you had on your body was, so that nothing so that mole on your left ankle wasn't a temptation to somebody. That there was a list of do's and don'ts. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. And pretty soon, you know, you realize that things that they were told then that they couldn't do, now they end up putting on Christian television. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, society has certainly changed. That was the list of things that you didn't do. But God wants to give us a different standard, not one where we are trying to give people a list, but I'm trying to give you a heart. I'm trying to give you a mindset that says, I only want the things in my life that when people see me, they're going to see somebody that is representing Jesus well. That was what I told our kids when we sent them to youth camp this year. We said this: represent Jesus well. Represent Jesus well. And when we do that, it is going to be greatly encouraging. So, you know, here we are in the middle of the week, and I want you to represent Jesus well. There was something that happened in my life, and there was nothing immoral about it. It was not illegal, immoral, or unconstitutional. There was nothing about it at all, except for the Holy Spirit said, I want you to get that out of your life. It is a distraction. It wasn't destruction. It was distraction. That's a good word that somebody might need to hear today. You know what? The more we get closer to Jesus, we're not just going to want to get rid of the destructive things out of our life. We're going to want to get rid of the distracting things out of our life. We're saying, you know what? I don't need fornication in my life. Fornication will ruin the life that God has given me. You don't believe that? Look at the life of King David. When King David sinned with Bathsheba, and I think I talked about this on yesterday's program, about how his kids took it to another level. It was after David's sin with Bathsheba that Amnon raped Tamar, one of the king's sons, raped another one of the king's daughters. Absalom sought revenge for that and killed Amnon, and then lived in exile for a number of years, came back, and then Absalom tried to overthrow King David and even have him killed. It was Absalom who had an arrogant heart. It was Absalom who ended up disgracing all of the people that had been with David. He had sexual relations with those concubines that had served in the king's household as a way of saying, look, this is how detestable I want my father to understand that I am to him. I don't want to have anything to do with him. It was Adonijah who also tried to usurp the throne, who tried to put himself on the throne while King David was still alive. And then he tried to request a forbidden relationship through Solomon to get Solomon to bless something that wasn't supposed to take place. And Solomon said, well, Mom, why don't you just ask him for the kingdom as well, because he is my older brother. And so there are destructive things that we need out. You know, fornication is destructive. Covetousness is destructive. But you might not have any of those destructive things. You may just have some distractions going on. I will tell you something. There's a commercial on television right now that talks about people that all they can look forward to is the Saturday and Sunday of binge watching an entire television series. Can I just encourage you something? You were meant for more than binge watching. There are people dying and going into eternity without Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that, you know, sitting down and watching a program every once in a while is bad, but I'm telling you, you're not supposed to be captive to Netflix or Hulu or any of those other streaming services or on-demand watching. You are not meant to be distracted by the things of this world. I'll tell you, I described myself as a sports addict when my wife and I got married. I said, there's a reason why we don't have cable in our home. It's because if ESPN put on the Tiddlywink Championship, I'm probably going to want to see who's the best tiddlywink. And, you know, the sad thing is many people don't even know what tiddlywinks are anymore. But those are distractions. Get rid of the distractions so that you and I can represent Jesus well. God bless you. You have a marvelous day. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, and I will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.